Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasies. This is where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I'm T.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Shelly.
What's up, Divas? How's the Diva Squad tonight?
What's up?
Hey, it is what it is. How y'all latest week been? It's the middle of the week. You know, we always bowdy on a Wednesday because the divas always go there.
Over the hump day.
Humping around, huh? Well, my week has been, I can't even complain. I won't complain. My week has been great.
That's good.
You
that's
know.
Good.
So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm glad to hear that. My week went well, too, so far. I'm grateful. I'm blessed.
Right. So, are you feeling better?
I am feeling a lot better. I'm not that
oh,
doggy.
So happy.
I'm not back jogging yet, but I'm feeling a lot better.
Hey, that's the main thing. What about you, Shelly Shell?
I'm good. good. My week is going good. You know, it's hump day. You know, we got a couple more days left until the weekend, and I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good. Yes. I'm blessed. I'm good.
Hey, this should be a good weekend for a lot of people.
Yes, Super Bowl weekend.
Yes,
sir. Super Bowl.
I plan on doing the doggone thing for the weekend. You know.
That's what's up.
But
You got some big plans, T?
You know I do.
No, I'm
good. What about you?
Nah, I'm just going to go out the house and look at TV. I'm going to watch it on TV. That's what I'm going to do.
What about you, Ms. Ray?
I have a party or two that I'm supposed to go to after work.
Man.
Yes, yes. After work. But we will be throwing a Super Bowl party at work also, too.
Oh, wow.
I look forward. I can't wait.
Wow. Dang, maybe I need to hook up with you. But you know what? Every time I go to Philly, I must say, man, do I need the whole weekend when I go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Miss Shelly got some good things for tonight. What's up, Shelly?
Oh, Lord.
I think the
Diva's
got a little something tonight.
That's what's up.
Well,
let's go there. Let's do it.
All right. Well, Diva's, if you and your mate were making love and they called out someone else's name, what would you do?
What? Are you serious?
Okay.
Wow. Uh-oh. You'd have hit a spot already and that ain't never happened.
Mm.
But you'd have hit a And you know what? I can't incriminate myself on the air, but it wouldn't be pretty. Like, he have to end up on the floor. Like, then I have to look down on him and say, "Who did you say? What did you say?"
I know that's right.
Jigga what?
Jigga what?
Jigga what? Right. Now, you'd have messed up royally, for real. I mean, you know, how long has this relationship been going on that you got to call somebody else's name?
You don't know my name by now?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And see that boo baby and all of that? That don't work. I want to hear my name.
I know that's right.
Because, see, the next woman can be boo.
Red flag right there. Red flag.
Wow. Well, Shelly, what would you
what?
Do? Shelly Shells.
What would I do?
Yeah.
First of all, you got to get up off me, first of all. It's over. It's over for you right there. It's over. Completely over. It's over.
I know that.
So you might as well, you know, put your pants on and, you know, keep it moving, but it's over. Like I said, if you don't know my name by now, you need to learn my name, and then maybe I might think about it and giving you a second chance. I might.
Mhm. Yeah, that's red flag. Red flag territory. Just a no-no in my book.
Well,
no-no.
Yeah, you better believe it. You better go and kick rocks, buddy, from the door, from the ripo.
Yeah.
But what about you, Ray?
I, like I said, that red flag, blank stare, what, Excuse me? No. Just a no-hap, not happening. We'll be that a problem.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But, you know, with that being said, we're going to open up these phone lines because they on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the topic with the Diva Squad, or you can also listen to it online and just kick your feet up and take the ride, because we about to go in, you know, because, like I said, I'm sure, I am positive, nobody is going to go there with another person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be my boo, my husband, my whatever, and you're going to call me out of my name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, while making love?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's just not happening. You know, so.
Right.
I got my fist balled up right now. Let me calm down.
Right. I mean, it's a great topic because I definitely want to hear everybody else's input on it.
Yes,
you know,
definitely, it's a real good topic, real good topic. And I know it happens to people, and you know, it happens to people sometimes. I know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, but obviously, if you're calling me somebody else, I don't really mean that much to you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
So,
And if I do mean that much to you, she must mean that much to you, too, that you're
exactly.
calling her name.
Exactly.
You're right about that, yes.
You know,
what
were you
doing?
With her last
yeah, what
night?
You doing?
Right.
Were you with her last night?
Right.
Man.
Are you thinking about her while you're in the mix with me? You know, a lot of questions come to mind. A lot of
must be.
Callers, don't be scared to press one. We about to go in seriously. And I'm sure y'all got some good feedback on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm pretty sure someone's got a story to tell.
Well, you know what? Honestly, and I think probably everybody might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't per se and remember. Well, yes, I can. But that was so long ago. Put it this way, it didn't last long after that. But while everybody's thinking and contemplating on pressing that one, we're going to go to our first song. And maybe somebody will feel the need to press that one. We're going to go to our first song,
all
which
right.
is Diva In by Trey Songz.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm about to dive in.
Dive in to Chapter 5. Get it now on iTunes.
To dive in.
I was thinking about taking a couple laps. I just want to dive in.
See,
the name of it is
Splash. Baby girl, that's your waterfall. Feel it coming down on me. So crazy. Keep on talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know. Wanting to feel the way you flow. Oh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We about to get so wet.
Some people won't even finish. They start an argument right away.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, some people won't.
Gonna get his rocks off.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting mine off. Hey, Scott. I'm gonna get mine off.
you mean tell me you would not have lost the train of thought when you heard that?
Yeah, I'm gonna lose the train of thought, but I'm saying if it's a powerhouse going on, the train of thought going away.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. It might make you beat it up more, right?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, you know what? That's some good feedback right there. Because I can feel you. You know, like, why stop in the middle of it? Why stop in the middle of it? Just go and complete it. Then we got a discussion at the end.
I don't think I'll be in the mood anymore.
Well, for a female, you wouldn't be in the mood no more. As far as a female, me personally saying my theory, as far as a female,
right.
I don't think you would be in the mood no more. But a dude, you know, he probably gonna be like, you know what, I'm really teared up now. You understand? So he's gonna a dude gonna put his all in it more than a female would. That's just my personal opinion.
Right, and you know we all entitled to that personal opinion, but I can feel you on as far as the female, because we're more emotional than that man.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna try to make things like. No, it wasn't even what you thought. No, I know what I heard, though, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, especially, that's why I said that boo baby and all of that. Hey, you can call anybody baby and boo.
And you know, speaking of baby and boo, let me tell you about y'all females. Sometimes y'all might, you know.
They kind of cover it up.
Okay, that's what they don't make a mistake and call you somebody else's name, so they use that as a cover-up. But wait, Diva, I want to hear what Mike got to say about us. Because
you know, sometimes you'd be like, if a dude be like, what's my name? Oh, daddy. You're saying daddy because that's what you probably call the last person, a baby, a honey, or something like that.
So your mouth say. But wait a minute, Mike. Is that why you men call us ladies beautiful, baby, boo? You know, call my name. Let me know that you into what you're doing and know that you who you with.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well,
you talk about in general or having when you having sex? When you having sex and you call baby, boo and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, some guys probably do it. I'm not going to make it sound like the guys is perfect, you know what I mean? Some of them probably do it. You know? That's just my theory about it. Because
so
some females, you know.
So you said you would finish, and then it would be on.
Oh, yeah. It depends on you know, how it's going at that moment. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, if it's like in the heat of the moment, like when she really like when she really like right there at that peak, and she be like, "Oh, John, baby."
Don't be on top, because you say, "Oh, John," and the name is Joe, you might get slapped. How you doing? Oh, John, my name's Joe. You might know some females, they might think it's rough sex still going on or something.
And she might be like, oh, I like this. Ow.
Ain't never
so then you still have
to hit her at the end. Uh-huh.
What if
they
say, oh, I'm sorry, baby, that's my new nickname to you.
Ain't no sex thing. Ain't no sex thing.
Acceptable.
Mike said he ain't going for that.
Ain't no such thing. No one in that.
They don't even come off to me like that because it ain't happening.
new hat.
Well, Dawson Davis, the phone lines is on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get it on in on this topic with the Diva Squad. And we also have Mike on the line. Mike is going in. So we need somebody to come in here and, like, calm Mike down. Because he's going in, but he's got some good points.
He does.
So let's,
he does.
Let's go.
He does.
And Mike is wild. But I mean, it's that's coming from a man, and that's what he feels, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. Don't hate me for telling the truth.
Why we ain't telling the truth, Mike?
I said, don't hate me for telling the truth.
Okay. I thought you said, don't hate the divas ain't telling the truth. Well, you know what? I'm not. Because at least you've been 100 with it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's being honest.
And that's the best thing. You know, honesty is the best policy, period.
Well, Mike, I
yes.
have a question for you. Have you mm-hmm. ever called? Have you ever called out anybody's name while making love to your lady?
Nah, I never did that.
Would you use baby, beautiful baby, love you, boo, be ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ah?
I might just go you know, that's my name. You know,
say my name.
Wow.
You know what, Mike? Actually, I want you to hold the line because we're going to go to another song, and hopefully by the time that we go through this song, we'll have someone else, you know, that won't be scared to press that one, you know, because somebody needs to be on top.
Mm-hmm.
And the next song is, the song is Love on Top, the remix by Beyonce.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody asks me why I'm falling out from ear to ear. But I know, oh, I'm not perfect, but it's worth it after fighting through my
careful statement, you remember.
You're the one.
your child. For real?
I like that remix.
Yes.
Yes, I like it.
She went in.
She wanted to get on top of something.
And you know this.
Yes. Mike, are you
still wait,
there?
Mikey still on?
Yes,
oh, okay.
I am with my love on top.
We do have another caller. Samson,
okay.
Are you there? Samson, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Ooh, wow.
Look at that voice.
Oh, man, here we go. Another Barry White soon.
Samson.
Samson, welcome.
Yes, yes, can you hear?
Thanks for calling in to Love Fan Voice Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
No, ma'am, I did not hear the topic.
Okay, Samson, the topic for tonight was if you and your mate were making love and then calls out someone else's name, what would you do?
If she called out somebody else's name?
Yeah. Why are you making love to her?
Impossible. That's impossible.
I like that. I like that one. That's
impossible.
Is that the only topic? Because that right there is like totally out of the question.
Yeah, huh?
Wow.
I don't know, but I told him I'm going to have some heads twirling. Nah, you can't call them. Nah. That's crucial.
The whole
that's
concept.
That's crucial.
The whole concept of somebody else calling out somebody else's name is a reflection of what you're not doing.
All right.
All right now.
So you wouldn't be upset at all?
If it was to happen, I'd be extremely, highly upset.
As you should be.
But that would not happen.
Not happen. Uh-huh. That's a confident man.
Homeboy, you sound real secure about yourself, homie.
Yeah, that's a confident man.
Homeboy, you sound real secure, like it can't happen. I feel you, though, dog. I feel you. But anything's possible.
Yeah, my 45 years on this earth, nothing that
all
ridiculous
right,
has ever happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I ain't mad at you.
That's just utterly ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So, Samson, have you ever called out someone else's name?
I have almost.
Wow, at least you're being honest.
Honesty is the best policy.
I have closed my eyes and thought about somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Oh,
yeah.
Goddamn,
what? What? Because it was just as good as that woman or better? Or almost like in between?
Well, if I got to fantasize about the next person, obviously she has to be better.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
Whoa.
I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. Okay, hold that. We have Elijah on the line. Elijah, are you there?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Elijah.
Hey, Elijah.
How y'all doing?
Hi. We're all right.
Good.
Welcome. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Yeah, I heard the topic.
Okay, and what is your take?
Well, I mean, it happens to me. Let me stop. It happens to me all the time. I mean, I'm on first-hand basis with Oh Lord and Jesus and.
Oh, okay. I like that one. I like that.
That ain't nothing new.
That don't catalyze it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Quiet, though. That's somebody else's name, ain't it?
Let me ask y'all ladies. Have that ever happened to you, ladies?
I never had that happen.
I'm gonna be honest, it has, and that's why he ended up on the floor. Get off of me, because I'm not Sabrina or whoever he called.
No,
it was just a done deal after that. Seriously.
Red light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the real, it's never happened to me, but I did slip and do it one time.
Wow. What did she do?
Well, she stopped it. We was out at it. It was like, I think, it was some holiday, like New Year's or something, and we had a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
She basically just shut shit down and turned over and went to sleep.
Wow. So did you keep trying, though?
I tried to explain it, but there ain't too much you can explain. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
it was just some old flame that I guess I wasn't really over with. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, I wasn't messing with it at the time, but the name still came out. So.
it was in your head about that other woman.
And she shut it down.
If you call everybody baby and honey, you won't have these problems.
See?
But see, that's the problem. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and not just men, but women also. Uh-huh. You know, you want to use this, oh my God, baby, sweetie, sugar, beautiful, love, oh my God. You know? So you're saying that so you won't say the wrong name.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Right.
That's a smart move. You want to be smart. You want to be smart, right?
A smart move.
Right. and that is a smart move.
Right.
You know. But, you know, I just want to say to the callers, the lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1 to get online with the Diva Squad and these callers, because we're going in. The men are actually taking over right now. They're trying to anyway. Diva Squad would never let that happen. But ladies,
we could take this line over.
You think so?
I know so. Y'all don't sound like too much to handle.
We are the Diva Squad.
Hang on.
Samson, don't ever think that the Diva Squad won't go in.
Y'all can go, but I don't think it'll be much of an issue.
Oh my God.
You know what? This sounds like somebody I know very, very well.
Yes, 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 yes. He might not know the Diva Squad. Wait.
They call me, I love you, baby.
Oh my God, you got us.
When I first got on the line, y'all was screaming. Y'all was screaming when I first got on the line.
I know, I saw
you. I love you, baby.
I jumped on with that Billy D. Williams shit. Y'all started squirting.
I know I did. Yes, I did.
Listen, but you know what? That's why I was like, Samson sounded real good.
I had to put that bass on y'all like that. You know, I had to put that bass on like that. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't know.
Shut up.
Yes, I did know that was you.
No, you did. You ain't know nothing. Shut up. You don't know what a man voice sound like. Be quiet, man.
Oh, Lord. Don't even. Not tonight. Please don't call me tonight.
Hit you with that
don't
Billy D. Williams.
Yes, you did. You got me at first.
Hit you with that Billy D. Williams.
Lie.
You want my hand to fall off? You want my hand to fall off?
Gee, when did you notice that it was him?
Oh, I don't know. It just came out like...
When you said this voice sounds familiar, I'm trying to think, and I'm like, wow, it does, but it can't be because he's cursing and...
I know what did it when I started getting cocky, took a while, we could take over this line. She knew, okay, only
right,
one
right,
dude,
right,
but...
Thank you for showing us love. Thank you for coming through.
Always.
Thank you.
So your feedback is on point too.
No
yes.
question. You know, now I got to support the home team. Come through and raise a little fuss.
And we love you too, unconditionally. But, you know, don't even go nowhere, you know, because we about to go in. Elijah.
Are y'all built for that? Y'all ain't built for going in.
Oh, gosh.
This isn't Monday. So
we can't go in like y'all go in.
But, you know, with some class to it, because it is the Diva Squad and we don't do the, you know, that raunchy rah-rah stuff. But
who's talking right now? Who is talking right now?
That's Miss Rachel.
Oh, that's Miss Rachel?
Yes. We have Kia on the line, y'all. Kia?
What's up, Kia?
Miss Kia, are you there? I'm sorry. Miss
Hey.
You know Kia can't talk around me. I have a tongue tie.
Oh, my God.
Miss Kia.
Hello.
Welcome to Love. Yes, welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic tonight, lady?
No.
Okay.
What's up, Kia?
Hey, Kia. The topic tonight here is if you and me were making love and they called out someone else's name, what would you do?
If me and my man was making love, if you called out somebody's name, what would I do?
Yeah,
somebody else's name, yes.
That's a regular for us.
Oh, gosh.
I think half of our dudes don't even know her name.
You just trying to figure
it out. Is she still there?
Yeah, I won't get arrested.
Hush.
She'll get arrested.
I know that's right, Kia. Just be honest about it.
Somebody
better have
some bail money.
Wow.
Yes. Well, Kia.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever called anyone else's name out?
No.
Now, see, the women, the divas tonight are winning in that category because we haven't called anybody's names out. A couple of the dons have called their names out.
It's a different situation if you do.
But see, the dons are trying to split heads and all of this. And but they got to finish their activity before they do this.
You know the cats are more sneaky than the dogs about their shit. Oh, that is. That's why y'all be telling us don't say nothing. Just.
Shut up, basically.
I'm talking about don't talk. Just keep doing what you're doing. Why you imagining your fantasy man and shit?
Are you serious?
They don't want us to talk. What do people don't?
What are you saying, Kia?
Who's taking that on? What percentage is that?
What happened?
I said, what percentage of females be saying that? Don't talk.
Well, I hope it ain't too many because I'm gonna say what I gotta say.
And I'm gonna say who's
saying
that.
In the midst
that?
Of it all.
Yeah. It's a whole different. Yeah. Some people don't know how to stop. And believe me, I'm in jail. I don't think so. I'm going to jail.
Don't go to jail, kid.
No, Mama, it ain't worth going to jail. Just let them know they messed up. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Wow. Well, Dons and Divas, we have another caller on the line. Maine, are you there? Maine, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Hey, Maine.
All right.
Hey, Maine.
What's going on?
Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear tonight's topic?
Nah, let me hear it.
Okay.
If you and your mate were making love, and she called out another man's name, what would you do?
Well, after I get my hand thrown around her throat, and I pulled her up in my new comforter, because I watch CSI, I know they thorough. They thorough.
Wow.
The comforter gotta be new. Can't have no DNA on there.
Oh Lord.
My people to help me get rid of the vidotti. You know,
oh,
then I go find homeboy.
Wow, Kia's going to jail
and you take Wow. Well, listen, y'all. Listen,
he'll be all right.
Online,
he'll be right there next to Bubba in cell block 10.
Oh, Lord.
Don't worry, because Bubba probably in there for the same thing I'll be in there for. So me and I a long time to talk. Like, oh, you killed that bro? Yeah, I killed that bro.
Hold on, y'all. Are you there?
Bubba gonna ask you to share your comforter with him.
Well, then I'm gonna be in there double time too, because Bubba gonna be my next victim.
Flick back. Are you there?
Hold on, guys.
Flick back. Did I say that right? Flick back.
It's a pimp named Slick Back, just like a Tribe Called Quest, all in one.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
That I did not, my dear. That I did not.
Okay.
The topic for tonight is if you and your mate were making love and she called out another man's name, what would you do?
I hope she drove over there because I asked to be walking. Next question, please.
Wow. Okay. So you don't have the experience with it. Have you ever called anyone's name while making love to someone else?
Out loud, never, but in my head all the time.
In the head all the time.
Wow. You know what? I want everybody to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song. Right by my side by Nicki Minaj featuring Chris Brown.
It all comes
it ain't your spit game, it's your lip game. They got me walking around ready to wear your big chain. I only argue with them when the Lakers on. Other than that, I'm getting my mom Jacobs on.
My game so cold that he always seen to come back. Cause he know that it be a rap when I'm riding it from them back. Wait, oh, let me see your phone. Cause all them bitches is ratchet. And now let me get in my truck. Cause all them bitches are catching. Wait, damn, there I go again. I be tripping, I be flipping, I be so belligerent. Man, this shit that we be fighting over so irrelevant. I don't even remember though, I was probably hella bent.
It was meant to be a joke, but yeah, that poison your possum.
That's what he said about us West Virginia women.
He don't know. He don't know.
Hey, because that one that's on the line, trust and believe, we'd have been through some things. And I have to say, she's no joke.
You better get him straight.
Well, sister, have you ever had anybody to call out the wrong name?
No. They wanted to live.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm opening up the phone line.
Not even that goes away, they call out no wrong name.
I'm opening up the phone lines to give the number to call. It's 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the Diva Squad with the Diva Squad and as well as our callers, because we have some great input that's going down. Don't be scared. We all out here just to have a little bit of fun. So let's go.
Alrighty, y'all. Take care.
You too, sister. Love you. So, is everyone still here? Mike, Elijah.
Yep.
Sasha.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Maine. I think Francis might have hung up.
Okay.
Listen, while everybody is contemplating on everything, you know, thinking of your thoughts, we're going to go to our next song, which is Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Everybody hold on.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you, do you?
Cause I
Wow.
Yummy.
Oh. Now I'm thinking about you. If you're thinking about me, why are you calling out the wrong name?
For real.
Something's wrong with this picture.
Exactly. Do we still have our callers on here?
Yeah, you.
All right now.
Well, we do have an addition to the caller. Dogbone, are you there?
Oh,
yes.
What's up, Dogbone?
Hey. Man, I'm always left. I can talk now.
Well, thanks for calling in. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Here are our topics for tonight.
Wait, no. I want to talk to a pimp named Slickback. Where is that bad ass?
What's up, dude named Slickback? What are you calling me? What
did
you do for homie?
We had a Slickback on here.
What? Somebody want to catch a Slickback? What are you calling me to speak a Slickback for, homie? Oh, I'll keep that quiet as long.
Hold on. I don't think he's there anymore.
There was only one question
tonight.
What's the question?
Okay, Dogbone. If you and your mate were making love and she called out someone else's name, what would you do?
Yeah, okay. Alright.
Really?
I'm serious too. That ain't happening. T, tell me why that ain't happening, T.
What happened?
Oh,
why that ain't gonna happen with me, T?
Why ain't that happening?
What you mean why it ain't happening?
What's that one thing you keep talking about that I have and everything?
What happened? The tongue ring?
Ask me a question. I am totally confused right now.
We're talking about if you called out or your woman called out somebody else's
That's
name.
Never.
But why would he answer that question?
This ain't your business. It's a joke, woman. Damn. Good God.
Oh, you didn't have that on the platform.
Oh, man.
You put out your platform.
Listen.
Please,
you gotta understand, when I come on, I'm gonna have a good time, okay?
Okay, all right, whatever. Oh,
but listen,
Dogbone,
I already answered the question,
sweetie. Okay, that ain't happening, so I'm not even worried about that. It's not happening.
She might call you, Akbar.
As you call me Redbone, you might call me a Redbone or something.
Yeah, I might call you Redbone too, sweetie.
You see, kid, we joke around like this, okay? So just relax. It's all in jokes.
We can do that.
Exactly.
Oh, because, right, see, I know
question?
You crazy like I am, but when
exactly.
you know, hey. But what would you do if she did?
Seriously, I would probably laugh at first. Then second, I'm kicking her ass right out the bed. I'm throwing her stuff out the house and everything. Just like in the video by Junior Mafia, Get Money, when Biggie was throwing face clothes out and everything.
Oh,
I'm throwing everything out, and I'm throwing her butt naked out the house.
Wow.
I ain't mad at you, homie.
Exactly. Just like with you women. If a dude called another woman's name and everything, yo, that's going to be a Lorraine Bobby situation going on.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Wow.
Possibly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I'm feeling what you're saying. You know, because don't think that their tongue ring will always make them think that it's all about you.
You know something.
Why do you keep mentioning this guy's tongue ring?
It always brings a smile to their face. Always. It's one of those guaranteed satisfactions.
Oh, you go ahead with your bad self.
Because it is, right? And then when the other thing gets to the end, oh boy, then like, I love you. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, no, you don't.
Well, why how do you know she don't?
They calling your name or somebody else's name?
Excuse me?
I said, why you doing all of that? Are they calling your name or somebody else's name?
Yo, like I said, if that ever happened, thank God that's never happened, but I was seriously laughing. I'm throwing everything out the house and she's getting out butt naked. She's going to be on the front lawn naked.
What? Are you serious? You gotta get out. Why you gotta go there?
Well, why not? Ladies, now if that happened to you, if you did not have his football gear on, I'm pretty sure he's gonna be chipped up real good. And there's a whole lot of giggling, so that means yes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I already said what I would do. He'd be on the floor.
I already know what you're going to do. You're going to beat that man like you were a dude and everything, and he can't even go outside the rest of his life.
You and Tish don't know a lot about each other.
What's that?
It's a Philly thing.
We've never ever met. That's right.
And it's a Philly thing, so I know what she's going to do. She's going hard to the body and everything.
He knows.
And dude cannot come out of the house until he's back to normal. So for 3 months, he's stuck in the house.
Punishment.
I want to open up the phone lines again. The number to call.
What's the other question?
Wait a minute. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on with the Diva Squad, as well as the callers. We're waiting for you. Don't be scared. Never be scared, because we only here to have fun, and it's always butter, baby. Let's go.
The Diva Squad is harmless. Press 1.
Yeah, okay. If you know better, just keep listening. Don't get sucked into it.
You know how we do.
What kind of question do you ask somebody that, though? I mean, God, what would you do if someone, first of all, love making, that means you're married.
Not always. Doggone.
Yes.
You're just in a relationship with a female, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I mean, seriously.
But is this the first time that happened?
Wait a minute. No. If you're banging this woman out and you know that your name is Dorian or Dogbone, and she say, oh my God, John or John Doe, what the hell are you going to do?
Okay, all right. I hope we're not upstairs, and I hope we're on a ground floor. Well, how long have we been dating, though? How long have we been dating?
It doesn't matter.
So you tell me this is the first time I had to wait and everything, and I'm finally in school with another man's name? Ooh. God, that's going to get ugly.
I'm not even going to have a smile. It could be the first time, or it could be like y'all been together for months, Sundays, or whatever. You know, but she decided to call your name, and it was some other man's name when you was hitting it. Like, you know, hey, you might have been hitting it like John was hitting it at one time. You know.
Yo, to be spiteful, I call her mother's name, man. How's
better
that?
Than you did.
Wow,
I call her mother's name then, or her sister's name.
Oh, you say you gonna call her sister's name?
I would say her sister's name or mother's name. What somebody in the family.
Oh, you're
name.
Wrong. You're so wrong
Ooh.
For that. You're wrong for that. Why the mother's name?
I'm wrong for throwing her out. All right, I'm wrong for throwing her out. I'm wrong for kicking. I'm wrong for throwing her stuff out butt naked and everything. I'm wrong for calling everyone in her family's name. I'll definitely be wrong if I put my hands on it. Yo, you can't. I can't win. See, here we go. I can't win. A man is just not going to win at this.
You know what? No, wrong, because you acting up.
Yeah.
I want everyone to hold the line. Everyone. We're going to go to another song. Let's Talk. By Omarion featuring Bow Wow and Ricky Ross. Have a
good one. Hey, what it do, O? It's been a minute. We back at it.
Maybach music.
Yeah. Your money, cash money. I'm saying, baby, it should be easy. We got two young flies just standing right here in front of you, you know what I'm talking about?
Chillin' in the VI, me and my nigga O. Why I'm seeing being MMG if you ain't know. Shorty feeling me, she wanna roll with a winner. Discuss the future plans over Philippe Child dinners. Yeah, take overseas, buying she can't pronounce. Big bank bad with these overseas accounts. Whatever she wants, Shorty know she gets. Let it be known, you the shit. Stop, so go.
In your ear all night. Rock got me loose, but your dress fits tight. I roll and say two, but the time is three. Even though my watch wrong, girl, the time's so right. I'm telling no dreams, I ain't telling no lies. That dress so cold, put that body on fire. Eight smartest in the world, but looking at you, girl, I'll be a fool to let the chance go by. So I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you, I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to a big room. We gon' make love. Girl, I wanna please you. And girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about tonight, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen if you leave with me, baby. You can see I'm hating if you want to, but he into your body like a place to go.
Attracting with that line. Your name, what's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
Eyes up here. Yeah. Pop a few bottles like the first of the year.
Yeah.
Stand so right, and your vision probably better. Oh. But I came over just to make things clear.
Woo.
No disrespect, girl, we both so grown. Want you by my side when I stay so long. Been paying attention, steady missing. Turning you off, let me turn you on. No, I'm gone.
Ask you what your interests are, who you be with.
Convince you, I'm the one that you should leave with.
Things that make you smile, what numbers to dial.
Girl, I got a thing for you, but it ain't no secret. This conversation leads us to a bedroom. We gon' make love. Girl, I wanna please you. And girl, I really need you. So let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about the night, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen if you leave with me, baby. You can see I'm hating if you want to, but he into your body like a place to go.
Attracting with that line. Your name, what's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
She looking like a bag of money, like a boss, so you know I let her count it for me. Like the floss, new watch, gold ring. People next door swear I'm dealing. Me and O getting dough like it's no thing. New Maybachs, boy, that's way out of your range. Yeah. All the chicks came like we at a Knicks game. Carmelo numbers first and the 15th. We the best in the biz, baby, there it is.
Okay.
I'ma handle mine, little homie, handle his. At the Portofino, I just bought the top floor. I'm living like Nino, baby, and want more. Now double that, Rev Run bubble bath. Overlook the city, blowing out her back.
Woo.
She better blow my mind and she can holler back. I get better with time and it's
let's
a rap.
Let's talk about the night, baby. Let's talk about all the good things that could happen to me.
It's that fly
me,
right here.
Baby, you can see I'm hating if
this
you want to.
Missing,
but he into your body like a place to go.
Attracting with that line, what's your name, what's your sign?
Maybach,
so if you buy that wine, I just creep up from behind.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about the night, baby. Let's talk about all the good things.
What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I just keep her from behind.
That's
all.
Music. Ow. You know what? I definitely want to give my DJ and switchboard operator props. Can I get a hand clap for them? Because they got it going on tonight. Yes, indeed they do.
Absolutely. They are definitely
walking out
tonight. Definitely.
Yes, they are. Okay. So, is there
my next question?
Doggone.
Yeah, baby, I love when you call it to me.
I can't stand it.
I think I'm only got to make this woman blush.
Hey, you can't make me blush. Oh, so you want a part two, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if it ain't no part two? I just want to hear about what would you do if that woman called you John Doe?
Well, I told you. If I had, if this is the first time I had to wait and everything, and this is something I really wanted, I probably would lose all my respect and probably try to eat the choker. I'll probably try to harm her in some way. Seriously.
Wait a minute. What if y'all been together for, I mean, just say almost a year.
Over a year?
Yeah.
They do it like it's fifth.
Yo, you really want to... Nah.
I'm trying to get somebody really messed up, right?
Sorry. Yeah, you really gonna get somebody hurt. You gonna get somebody... Somebody gonna catch a case with this one.
Okay, so what if it was me, right? And I'll be like...
Damn.
Oh, my God, Ronnie...
That's a damn lie. Because you're like, who, big daddy? Give it to me some more. Like,
yeah, right.
Girl, you got it.
Oh, my God. Okay. All righty then. That's what you're going to want me to say.
Damn.
Or if I say, Mr. Tong Tong, do me.
But I have to tell you right now he's not here right now. But later on when I get home. When
so
I get home and everything.
Stop the process, right?
Yo, here's the whole thing. If you really in it and everything, that
right.
might slip out of your head. That might go right past you. So I don't know. It's never happened. But I hope it never does happen. Because I don't want to think about it. Oh wow.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
think about
awful.
It.
Trust and believe everything is possible, you know?
But damn, that's effed up if that happens.
Mike, where you at?
Yeah, you
believe. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
Mike said he ain't going for Kia. You still here.
All right, told you. She better not
Kia.
Be on top and say somebody else's name because she'll get slapped and choked.
You know what,
oh
Mike? I wish the lady that faithfully calls named Kim would come in here and shut you down. Because she always
shuts
you down.
I'm sorry.
No, she don't.
Was it only one
so don't be trying. Don't be trying to get nobody hopes up.
You know how the divas do. You know how the divas operate.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Don't even go there.
Together.
Kia.
No, don't even do
Kia,
it to
I
yourself.
I can't hear Mike talking.
I know, Kia.
You know what?
Did you,
you
speak
what?
To Mike tonight?
Mike, I'm not even arguing with you. I'm not even wasting my time. Please, not even today. Please.
I'm ignoring you, Kia. I'm in relax mode today.
What?
I'm
in relax mode today. I'm ignoring you, Kia.
I don't care who ignores me.
I'm ignoring you, Kia.
Mike and Kia.
Hey, we
I
got Kim on the line.
If Kim is listening, please.
Kim is on the line.
One.
Kim is
yes.
on the line.
Uh-oh.
I love Kim.
Yeah, let's hear what Kim got to say.
Kim, are you there? Kim.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Hey, how's everything?
Kim, what Kim got to say? I want to hear Kim's response.
Kim, can you shut Mike down for a second, please?
I wish he would just take a moment of silence, because I can't hear nothing with his mouth running so much.
Like a moment of silence.
Y'all talk nonsense.
There he go again. I'm
Get him, Kim.
I don't know how you doing without him. Oh, yada, yada, yada. Can I talk, Mike, like that?
Yes, you can, Kim.
You can talk as much as you want. Still ain't going to say nothing impressive.
Put a sock in it, okay? Put a sock in it.
Go ahead, Kim.
What was the topic, ladies? I'm sorry.
Okay, Kim. The topic for tonight is, if you and your mate were making love, and he called out somebody else's name, Kim, what the hell would you do, Kim?
You know what? I would have to say, if I'm on top, I'm putting a pillow over his head, and I'm going to finish having my orgasm.
It's all right for you women to suffocate us and everything, but damn,
let her say her piece.
That's what I'm going to do. Since he wants to yell out another woman's name, I'm just going to reposition his head facing the opposite direction, put a pillow that pillow.
Ow!
But you know what she said, she'll put the pillow, but she won't stop, you know?
Why am I punishing myself for your stupidity?
Exactly.
At the end of the night, it's done, so it's about me. So if you're going to call somebody else,
A woman will always stop. She's going to keep going.
That's right. And I'm going to keep going. You know what, baby? Since you want to say somebody else's name, I'm going to... Look, put that pillow over your face. You pretend like I'm that person. How about that?
Damn, Mike, you can't handle her.
Finish doing what I got to do. How about that?
Mike, you can't handle her.
What?
She always upsets you, damn.
Wait.
You saying shut me down? She's answering your question. How is she shutting me down?
Oh, my God.
You're thinking like a man.
Exactly, so how is she shutting me down?
Kim, can you go in on him for a minute, please?
No, please, Ray, don't say that. Yelling, Mike, come on. Stop yelling, Mike.
So you want Mike and Kim to go in to start the confusion, because that's what you're doing.
It's no confusion.
Because I don't get on her so bad, then I have to get on you. What would you do in that situation now?
It's just that Kim always knows what to say. So, but you always try to shut her down, but you can't.
It doesn't work.
Because we're gentlemen.
No.
Kim is one of a kind. I hate to say it. Kim is one of a kind. And she knows how to get to. But Divas, I have a question for you, okay?
And I'm hoping, I'm hoping on the Divas Squad can help me with this question, okay?
Okay.
So my coworker tells me today that the guy that she's been seeing, which is her baby father, they've been together like 7 years, and he cheated on her, but he will not admit that he cheated on her, but he gave her an STD.
Let me finish.
Okay. My coworker, you know, she knows about the Diva Squad and stuff, and I was like, you know what, I'll ask the question on there and see what the feedback is, you know. So she's in a relationship with her baby's father for like 7 years now, and he cheated on her. He will not admit that he cheated on her, but she caught an STD.
Oh, damn.
And she's still with him?
She asked me what to do, and I said, is that before or after I knock him out?
Does she have a brother that can do it for her?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail tonight.
You know,
if
she's
still with him,
he's
in real well.
I want to know from you guys, like, you know, what's your honest opinion on it? You know, my thing is, I'm going to get physical, and I'm going to leave you. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
You want an honest opinion on it? I'll give you an honest opinion on it.
If
she went with him for 7 years, and
Mike, and she
gave him an STD, what?
Mike, for real, this is someone's life.
I'm saying, man, I'm answering you seriously. Will you be quiet and listen?
If she gave her an STD,
what happened? You want me to answer the question or not?
He gave her one.
Okay, that's what I said. If she's still with him and he gave her an STD, she must not be too worried about it if she's still with him. So the STD don't even matter, because even if she leaves him, she's going to wind up going back with him after 7 years for the STD, because if it really mattered to her, she would have been left him already.
Well, she's a dummy if she didn't leave him. Bottom line, love is blind. I mean, seriously, but to me your life is more important, you know what I mean?
Your health is more important than anything. It don't sound like she's focusing on life.
She's focusing on love and lust. That's what it sounds like she's focusing on.
There you go.
None of that is worth your health and your life. None of that
love, lust, and all that is worth your life and your health. None of that is worth it.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. A good nut never been worth
Absolutely not.
Be going out.
Okay, can I ask you something? Do they have kids?
Yeah, sure. I said they have a child. It's her baby's father, is what
I said. She's probably just saying she's with him because of the baby, which that is just an excuse for her to be with him. Maybe he got her self-esteem so low that she feels like she can't get nobody else.
Yeah, maybe that's
right. For being with him so long and having a baby with him.
Maybe she loves him
that much. I don't know.
Ain't that much love in the world.
But see, I would love my health better. I would love my health more. You know what I mean?
Right. But you know what?
I don't think it's that much love in the world.
When she came back from the doctor, knowing that she got STD, she should have sitting in that chair waiting for him to come in through that door and whip his ass and see his ass out the door.
Okay. Not everybody wants to go to jail, Kia. Not everybody wants to go to jail.
I'm with you 100%,
Joe Power. You don't do that. That's why you have brothers, cousins, or something. You got a cousin Ray Ray, or whatever, Peanut, that can do that.
Yeah.
Ray Ray
in the picture.
What's that?
Listen, Dons and Divas, I want all you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to another song. The next song is Putting It Down by Brandy, featuring Chris Brown.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
You put it down right, like the way I want it. Play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down. Maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down.
you can follow me.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I found. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 for me, cause I still beef it up. And I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart, even though he can ride it cool for me.
He gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want.
If you put it down,
maybe we can fall in love.
Put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Maybe ain't nobody put it down like me though. Why you playing? Girl, you know, with all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend up tight, all right. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You can fall in love.
I'ma
put it down. You can fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it, if you put it, put it.
What it do, what it do, what it do, Diva.
Wow, put it down. Put it down.
Yes, put it down.
I just want to touch on something real quick. What Kim said, that she had known someone that was the baby's dad, the baby's father, or whatever, and she caught an STD or whatever. That's just crazy. I mean, I don't know if this young lady is still with this man or whatever. Kim, is she still with him?
Yes, she is. It just happened. So when, you know, I went to work, she was talking to me about it, and I'm like, you know what? Listen, I can give you my opinion very easily, but, you know, GQ Palace has a Diva Squad, and I'm a call in tonight and ask them, you know, and if you want to know the answer, you can listen in, or I'll tell you tomorrow, you know.
Well, me personally, Kim, I mean, that's never happened to me, and I guess from my opinion that me personally, I love me enough to be like, you out the door. I don't think any woman or man needs that in their lives. I mean, I, like Mike said, there's not that much love in the world. I mean, your health and your well-being is much more important than some girl or some guy out there giving you STDs. No, absolutely
right.
Not. Absolutely not. No.
So you saying, Kim, the dude gave her STD?
Yeah.
And he called out somebody else's name at the same time, or he just gave her an STD?
You added that in. I didn't say that. Now, if she is look, if she is listening, listen. I did not say that part, okay?
Wait a minute. Is she trying to stay with this dude? Is she trying to stay with him?
To me, it seems like she is.
Are you
but you know
serious?
What?
Yes, to me
it's,
like she is.
It's more to it. It got to be more to it.
Thank you, Mike.
Because, you know, for her to even put herself in that situation, do she depend on him or something? It got
to
be something.
Is he paying the bills or whatever?
Well, maybe she loves him and she's thinking about loving him and the baby's dad and the father in the life and all those sorts of things, but
no.
Young lady.
No. What she has to think about is the fact that she got this STD and they have a child. So her main focus is her child. So she needs to leave him alone. Because if he gave her the STD and she's back with him,
I agree with you, Mike.
If she gave her the STD and she's back with him, he could give her anything. Next, it could be AIDS or something.
That's right.
Then it's going to be too late.
Next thing, she ain't going to be able to get rid of.
But I'm saying, you're right. See, next time she might get something she might not be able to get rid of. But some women love conquers all in their lives. Some women feel like that.
But you know what I have to say, Shelley? There's nothing. You know, if I'm a certain age, I've never had anything, and you give me something, I'm sorry, you got to kick rocks. It's going to hurt.
He's also denying
he's
that.
He's in denial, yes. Yes.
Okay. Exactly.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Right. So I think
say,
to me, it doesn't matter.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Is she the type that...
Is she the type that cheats?
Okay. Like, I'm about to talk. Your mic is going again.
Go ahead,
Mike.
I'm trying to ask you a question. If you be quiet and listen,
I know,
is she the type that cheats?
I was trying to answer a question and ask another question, Mike. So when you're done, let me know.
I'm done. Don't answer no more of my advice, Marty.
No,
when you call and you ask for advice and you get nonsense, don't ask for Mike advice.
Well, I think that the
feedback
that I'm getting all the time.
Excuse me, one at a time.
The feedback that I'm getting is good. Is good feedback. I'm just saying. I think Mike asked the question is, okay, well, does he pay the bills or something like that? And before I can answer it, he kept talking, so I was going to answer and say.
No, that wasn't Mike talking. See, look at you.
There you go again. At the end of their segment tonight, as long as she's listening and she's able to get some feedback, is greatly appreciated. Mike, you keep running on and on and on and on and on. I wish you just shut up.
Don't ask a question. Don't come asking a question if you don't want advice. Get your thoughts together fast enough to answer the question
Say divas, and you know, unless you switch,
Oh my God.
What was your question, Mike?
Oh, Kia, go back in the tub. Decide to move. The phone is underwater.
Be quiet.
You
just keep going.
All right. Shut up, Mike. Whatever. Everyone. I'm not even focusing on you. Shut up.
Everyone. Let Mike ask his question.
You're not something. Let him ask a question. See, every time he opens his mouth, something comes out that don't sound right. And you going to let him ask a question? Please, it's not something.
Oh, kid, you can't even answer no questions. I'm ignoring you.
Mike, what was your question?
Forget it. I don't want to know. Let it go on with asking. Because
it wasn't no
question.
Exactly. And if it was, it was non-substance,
Kim,
like you said.
Kim, go ahead and do what you want to do.
I was answering the question that somebody had asked of whether or not, you know, he pays the bills. And my answer to that was, honestly, I don't know if he pays the bills or not, but to me that's irrelevant. It comes down to someone's health and their safety. That's irrelevant, you know.
Unfortunately, it happens. I agree with Kim. It's not worth it. Your health is not worth it. Whether he pays the bills or whatever, there's so many services out here that, you know, maybe you might not be able to make it or whatever, that there are services in place that people will help you, but that's not worth it.
Kim, when she told him that she had STD, what did he tell her? From him. It's so much feedback. Okay, Kia, what she said was, as soon as she told him she had it, he said, well, you didn't get it from me.
Ooh.
Wow.
I would beat his ass. Wow.
Well,
She was cheating him. It wasn't him. See, he can blame for something he ain't
done. Now you see where I'm going with it, D. Thank you.
Cut it out. Kim, is this, you know, an STD that can be cured for her?
That's like the typical nasty man that's going to blame it on the woman right there.
Exactly.
That's exactly,
oh
exactly
no.
what I said.
No.
For knowing
that's
they didn't
exactly.
take care of their
one at a time, please.
Come on
one
now.
Time. Wow. Wow.
Just nasty.
Until we get the results from the Maury Povich show, my man is clean. Once we get the results, then we know he's dirty.
There you go. I tell you, no, just nasty. And to
you
me, to me, any man that's gonna say, as soon as his woman says to him, "Oh, okay, well, you know what? You know, I got this."
He didn't get it from me.
His answer is, "You didn't get it from me." He's guilty.
He's
right
guilty.
Here.
He's
Red
guilty. Oh, come on,
He's grimy. Nasty. Mm-hmm.
Agree with
that's
me.
That's exactly why when she got the answer for him, she should have went upside his damn head. I'm telling you, she should have just left. And make sure blood, and make sure some blood was coming out, and make sure you could call 911 and throw his ass out. She should have whipped his ass. Black eye, two black eyes.
Listen, everyone.
You're trying to get the girl beat up, Kia.
He's
going to be quiet 20 stitches in his head. He may be quiet a week.
Hold on. Hold on. Everyone, I want y'all to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song, which is Never End by Future featuring Kelly Rollins.
That's right. That's what they say about me. Never End.
Nasty. That's nasty.
Oh, Is there any place you'd rather be? You can walk until your feet get sore. I bet you walk away. I bet you walk away to me. Actually, that's a guarantee. Our friendship will guarantee. You got my ego in another league. Ain't trying to be cocky. I got your heart in my pocket.
We don't want to get away.
I got all the questions and you got all the answers. What? Wow.
I don't know, he may got 35 points.
You know, honestly, it's been a hell of a show. I can't even lie about that. Diva Squad, y'all, we really got it going on.
Hey, we boo loving, baby. We boo loving later on.
You better go somewhere. Kim, hopefully your friend, whoever
yes,
that
she
was,
go right away. Let me finish.
About the
down
question.
I
hello?
Can't hear. Sorry.
Yes. The friend or whoever was asking questions about the STD, sweetheart, please move on.
You can't say anything
about
the mouth?
Because the same way that he's spreading it to you, guess what? You're going to spread it to everybody else, and so is he. He doesn't care. You know. Hopefully it's curable, but always it's not curable. Because there's things that's going out here nowadays that's not curable. You know. So if you're listening, please, tell them to kick rocks. Go get yourself taken care of and move on.
I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to call in and ask that question. When she mentioned it to me, I knew that I would be able to call in and, you know, hope to ask the question and get
it.
That. So
that's
I,
what's
know,
up, Kim.
Thank you guys, you know, for that.
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to thank you for bringing up the topic. You gave the listeners something else to talk about. You know, help
ponder
out.
Around, yes.
So thank you.
Yeah, actually, that was deep.
What?
That was very deep.
Yeah,
that was a very
definitely.
Deep topic. Very
deep. Yeah, and I, you know, unfortunately, I want to say time is of the essence. If there's anyone that's on the line that would like to give their final feedback and on their topics or whatever, please feel free to do so.
What was the other topic?
Gloria, where you been? Where have you been all the show? Where you been?
I was waiting. Yo, I answered
please,
one.
Please, paying attention. That's what he said.
Dog phone.
Yo, you know something?
Wrong.
You know something?
No,
this
yeah,
is where
yeah.
I'm talking
wait
about.
Minute, hold
go
up.
Ahead.
No, you hold up.
Go ahead.
The topic
here we go.
If your mate called up somebody
I know that
else
one. But what
okay,
about the second
so
one?
What's your final
sometimes
feedback?
Sometimes we only
are?
Have one topic.
Oh, it's only
just
one.
Just final feedback.
Yeah.
I hope it don't happen.
Are you kidding me? Oh, God.
Okay.
I hope it don't happen.
Okay. That's great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I would just like to say that I'm taking the pillow, I'm applying pressure, I'm turning the head, and I'm finishing my work.
And you going to jail.
We're talking about that. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Kim. I'll be there. If you go to jail, I'll be there too. I'll be
everybody
right there. I know I'm going to jail, so it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to jail.
I'll bring y'all both cards to Newport and everything.
You don't even
have
to bring me no card because I don't smoke.
Neither one of them smoke.
Yellow. I don't smoke.
But that's your money inside. That's your money inside.
What?
Well, neither one of them smoke.
No, I don't smoke. It makes your teeth yellow.
Anyone else? Mike? Whoever?
Oh, now y'all want Mike to talk?
Mike, no, no.
What? Oh, now y'all want Mike to talk.
That's what? Ain't nothing but a big baby.
Yo, that's my baby. I have to let him talk.
Yeah, like I said, a big baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
you just
Mike.
Mad because you ain't nobody baby.
What's going on?
Ooh.
Anyway.
Mike, and I'm only being nice. Let you get these shots in, but you best believe don't be trying to get these shots in because you'll be smacked back down. Don't
you know, you know what? No, I won't. You'll be in jail. Anyway.
Don't think I can't get to you from jail. Please.
Mike, go ahead and give
me a little if a person, I'll say it like this. If a person calls another person name out, they deserve to get slapped, their head pushed to the back, and everything else, because it's not cool. And as far as who, Kim, her friend with the STD, tell her to leave homeboy alone because it's not worth it.
I agree, Mike.
It's not worth it at all.
I agree.
Thank you
Kim or anybody else? If not, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to turn over to the Diva Squad, Shelly.
Yes.
I'm going to thought on this situation.
Shelly.
Hush.
Shelly. We would
like to thank the man above, the callers, the Diva Squad, GQ Palace, and everyone, the listeners, and everyone, you know. But what I really, actually, when Kim said something about her friend or whatever, actually that kind of touched me, so I'm going to say something real quick to her. You're not stupid for being with this person or whatever, or staying with them, and you're not crazy or any of those type of things, but I just want to say this to you. You have to love yourself enough to say, you know what? I'm not with that. That's not what I want to do. And for your child to be around, because he may give you something that you can't get rid of. So with that being said, Mama, you have to find a place in your heart to say, you know what, I'm done. And your life is much more important than a man. You have a son, I'm sorry, a child to bring up. So focus more on that. That's all I got to say.
Go, girl. Thank you. Very
Rachel.
Much. Yes. Before I leave my comments on tonight's topic and the topic that Kim brought up, pardon me, they do have common. They kind of sound alike, like they could be related or something. But anyway, first and foremost, I want to thank God because with Him, I can be all that I can be. I want to thank GQ Palace. I want to thank the Diva Squad. I want to thank the callers and the listeners tonight. Next time, listeners, press one. All right. My feedback on our topic, if they called out someone else's name, it would definitely need to be addressed, and I would pray that the other ego that I have wouldn't come out. I would try to stay who I know, who I am now. I would not, you know, I would not let the alter ego that I used to be pop out because I would black out. Now on the subject that Kim brought up, all I can say is I'm praying for her because I can't even comment on it because I can write a book on it. You hear me? Experience is a great teacher. Know thyself. Love thyself. Pick up your self-esteem. Know your self-worth. I'm praying for you, sister. And now I'm going to turn it over to Dee.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Of course, I'm definitely enjoyed the show as always. I want to thank the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Always tune in same time, same place on Wednesdays, 8 to 10, with the Diva Squad. My input on the final and last
you know, topic of the night. That calling out somebody else's name is a no-go. That's all I got to say about that. The sister that's dealing with the dude that possibly gave her the STD, baby, run like Forrest. Run, run. It's not even worth it. I also want to let everyone know we're doing big things at GQ Palace. If you tune in on Friday, you have live and entertainment 6 to 9 with our host Rich Money. Sundays, we have Spiritual Sunday 7 to 9 with our host Lavina Polite. Monday, we have two episodes. First is Love, Lies, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with our host Steph Dallas. After him, we have Relationship, Lies, and Deceit from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesday, if you're into the sports, you definitely want to tune into that with GPS Sports 8 to 10 with your host, the Mayor. Wednesday, of course, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. From 8 to 10, you have your hosts, T, Rachel, and Shelly. Started on 3/21 on a Thursday, we will have another live show with Reality and Relationships with our host, K.L. Belvin. You don't want to miss that either. And I just want to thank everyone, all of you guys, you know, it's always a great show. I want to exactly thank everyone, because without you guys, we couldn't make this possible. Have the rest of the week, a blessed weekend. Go to your Super Bowl parties this week, because it's going down. And I just want to say much love to each and every one of you, and stay safe. We're out of here. Peace.
What's up, everyone?
Our last song. We're gonna go out with our last song. Will be Special Delivery by Bridget Kelly. Let's go.